Blackstone Audio presents Man Riding West by Louis L'Amour. This book is read by Mark Bramhall.
Three men were hunkered down by the fire when Jim Gary walked his buckskin up to their camp in the lee of the cliff. The big man across the fire had a shotgun lying beside him. It was the shotgun that made Gary uneasy, for cowhands do not carry shotguns, especially when on a trail drive, as these men obviously were. Early as it was, the cattle were already bedded down for the night in the meadow alongside the stream, and from their looks they had come far and fast. It was still light, but the clouds were low and swollen with rain.
"How's for some coffee?" Jim asked as he drew up. "I'm riding through, and I'm sure hungry and tuckered."
Somewhere off in the mountains, thunder rolled and grumbled. The fire crackled, and the leaves on the willows hung still in the lifeless air. There were three saddled horses nearby, and among the gear was an old Mother Hubbard-styled saddle with a wide skirt.
"Light and set up."
The man who spoke was lean-jawed and sandy-haired.
"Never liked to ride on an empty stomach myself."
More than ever, Gary felt uneasy. Neither of the others spoke. All were tough-looking men, unshaven and dirty, but it was their hard-eyed suspicion that made Jim wonder. However, he swung down and loosened his saddle girth, and then slipped off the saddle and laid it well back under the overhang of the cliff. As he did so, he glanced again at the old saddle that lay there. The overhang of the cliff was deep where the fire was built for shelter from the impending rain. Jim dropped to an ancient log, gray.